Welcome back. Ron and Annie in the Car Doctor. We're rolling along this hour. And we're rolling along on wheels and tires and bearings and things that help keep the vehicle going. And we're always talking about parts of late. And we're on this rampage for quality parts because that's what it's all about. You can't fix something, no matter how talented or smart or how good you are at turning the wrench, without making sure that the part you're putting on is of quality. And we wanted to turn to one of the best in the industry, the guys that are out there helping everybody with parts, particularly in the area of trucks and SUV, and that would be the folks from LMC Truck. And we're going to bring on Chris Tracy. Chris is actually the social media manager, but my spies tell me Chris is a car truck guy. Now, he's made the transformation. He's swallowed the Kool-Aid, so to speak. Chris, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir.
Thank you for having me.
What kind of car did you drive in high school, Chris?
I drove a very economical 88 Accord.
And what do you drive now?
Now it's a 2003 GMC Yukon XL because I've got kids.
So, but, you know, now you're a truck guy. You know, you were telling me before, when we were talking before the break, that you were doing the water pump this past weekend and you work on your own vehicle. And, I mean, you went from a high school kid in a Honda Accord, which, you know, just got you back and forth, to something that's kind of cool and with style, and it's a truck, and you're into cars now. What made the transformation? How did it get into your veins?
Well, it was just I've always had an engineering background. My parents are engineers and nurses, and so this was something that I could look at, and especially with the advent of the internet now, I can educate myself to then be able to do a lot of the work. And so it was kind of a financial thing that drove me to it, was not being able to afford repairs. I started doing them myself.
Right, and it just sort of made a car guy out of you, or a truck guy out of you in this case. So then here you are at LMC Truck. Now, you know, tell us a little bit about them. Where did LMC Truck come from?
Well, our initial company is actually Victoria British Limited for MGs, Triumphs, Austin Healey's, and Sunbeams. And there's only so many of those that are going to be on the road. They quit making the last MGs in like 81. And so as a company, we saw, well, that's going to be a diminishing market. Where else could we go that could be a market that would also allow for growth? And they're still making trucks. They're all over the place. But we can go all the way back to the late 40s for Chevy, GMC, and Ford, and back to like 1972 for Dodge trucks. And it's this giant market that exists, not only here in the U.S., but in other countries around the world as well.
So beyond, I mean, do you still do the MGs and the Triumphs and the British cars like that, or is that company kind of going away and now it's more truck and SUV stuff?
I would say our main focus is definitely LMC Truck, but we do work for Victoria British as well. We have, I know my background here is all of the social media, and so all of the social channels that we have for LMC Truck, we also have for Victoria British, and there's also another component of Black Dragon Automotive, which is old Datsun Z cars and first-generation Mazda RX-7s.
So you guys are car people, without a doubt. What kind of truck parts do you carry? I mean, if somebody's out there looking for a water pump or a gas tank or, you know, a directional switch, what exactly, you know, can they expect to find if they were to go out to lmctruck.com and start looking?
Well, the nice thing about our company is we're broken down by catalog. So your year, make, and model is very important to us. So if you're driving a 67 Chevy, we're only going to send you a catalog that has 67 Chevy parts in it. We don't throw in all of the other realm of things. So,
oh, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a free catalog. You just have to go online and you can put in your information and we mail you one. We don't make you put anything up front, and so they say. But in the catalog itself, then all of those things that we can find that we think are valuable parts that are going to be a good fit for your truck are going to be in that catalog. And they're even broken down specifically. So there might only be parts that fit a 67, 68, and then a 69 to a 72. And in the catalog themselves, they're broken down even more.
Is, you know, my first exposure to LMC Truck was probably, I'm going to say 15 years ago. We had a customer at the shop with a 92 S10 Blazer. And we needed a directional switch that General Motors never made or didn't make anymore. I'm sorry, a wiper switch. They didn't make it anymore. We ordered it from you guys, and lo and behold, it comes in a GM box. So I'm thinking you're obtaining some of new old stock and you're able to put that together too. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, some of it happens. We have parts manufactured ourselves. We test fit, we prototype ourselves. We have our own research and development crew in-house. We have a warehouse full. it's my favorite place here at the company because it's just full of old trucks.
Right.
If you go in there, you can really see that there's Fords, there's Chevys, there's Dodges all over the place. A lot of them are broken down and, well, not broken down, but they're torn apart.
Right,
really.
They're taken apart. And how does this work, and how does this fit, and how does this go together?
They're getting in, and once we get prototypes back, we then test fit again to make sure that on from what we're manufacturing to what we're going to sell, we want something that is going to work and function for you exactly the same as OE or better if we can do it.
So, fair statement, LMC really is, it's their reputation. You guys are known for having hard-to-find truck parts.
That's kind of what we live for.
Right, yeah. You know, whether they really are hard to find or whether you make them and they're not hard to find anymore.
Correct.
Either way, you guys have got it. So how many parts are on hand and ready for shipment? I mean, if I were restoring a 92 S10 Blazer right now and I wanted to get into suspension and steering and, you know, and a little electrical and brakes. And I mean, stop when you don't have it, Chris. You know, engine
well,
parts.
We have 30,000 individual part numbers that we house in over 6 football fields of warehouse space. So there are quite a few parts on hand. And I would say our order fill rate is about 98%. So just about every order that comes in, we have it in stock.
Wow.
We want to get it out to you as soon as we can, kind of thing. So we want to be the one place you can go for. And you were right: bumpers, grills, weather stripping, glass, suspension components, door handles, tailgates, body steel, temperature control units, all of the fun stuff.
Right, right. Hey, Chris, listen, the clock's going to grab me. Can you stick around an extra segment? There's a lot more I want to cover, and I don't want to rush through this. It's too good. You can hang around for an extra segment, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. I'm Ron Ananey in the Car Doctor. I'm here with Chris Tracy of LMC Truck, lmctruck.com. We'll both be back right after this. Welcome back. Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. We're here this hour with Chris Tracy. Chris is the social media manager for LMC Truck, lmctruck.com. We're talking about parts, trucks, SUVs, putting together, whether it's that old 48 Chevy out in the garage you're restoring or that 03 Yukon maybe you had to put a water pump on this past weekend. These are the guys to go to. Chris, when we pulled over and took the pause, it was a conversation about on-hand parts. I want to talk about one of my favorite areas that I know you guys are experts at. Quality of parts. You know, how do you decide what's good, what you want to sell? How do you avoid the rut that so many other parts manufacturers and distributors are falling into of, you know, just for no other way to say it, putting junk in the marketplace?
Right. Well, a lot of it goes back to our research department. Those guys work constantly, 5 days a week, trying to find more parts. And then as stuff comes in that we have manufactured, again, they're test fitting. They want to make sure that what we're putting out there is the best possible product that we can find.
Right. Would you say, you know, car companies don't make cars. They buy the parts and assemble them. And fair statement that what you guys do is something that the car companies are doing. You're finding vendors or you're making the part yourself and you're assembling it and you're testing it and you're researching it and, you know, you're improving on it and then putting it out to the public.
That's exactly what we do. A major example that we have is our Dodge dash pads for kind of late model Dodge trucks. The OE quality product actually cracks and shrinks when it's exposed to heat and things like that. So
Right. We
actually formulated our own solution and manufacture something that's more heat resistant so they don't shrink or fade like the OE ones do.
Do you think, you know, let's say somebody out there is restoring something and you get enough requests, maybe it's a widget on a 48 Chevy and there's enough guys restoring it and that part doesn't exist anymore. If you get enough requests, do you consider manufacturing it?
Absolutely. We are always trying to add new parts to the lineup. We're getting ready to bring some new products to early Fords with hood hinges and other hood components for the engine bay there. That's something we're adding soon. We're also possibly adding all steel body panels for early Ford. Before in the markets, you could only really find fiberglass. And so we're trying to bring the steel back in that market.
So we know how hard you guys work at it. We know how good LMC Truck is. But your vendors, if you've got a vendor that you're using, is there an approval process they've got to go through before they're LMC Truck certified?
Yeah, absolutely. If it's something that we're having trouble with a vendor, and we the only stuff we want to use from a vendor is something we think is going to fit as well, and it goes through the same process of going through test fitting to then make sure it's going to work.
and then I guess in the long run, if you make it work and you make the improvement or you make the part available, that's building brand and customer loyalty, and that's why you guys have been around so long doing so well at what you're doing. Yeah, it really kind of makes sense. One last thing before we start to wind up in our last minute or two, LMC Truck Life. I've been watching it and reading it, and you know, you're the first company I've seen in a long, long time that, you know, tell us about your truck, tell us about your SUV. You want to know the backstory. You want to know how it came to be, and I'm fascinated with that because it means you guys care. Whose idea was that? Where did that come from?
Well, it was kind of a team effort. Anybody who's restored a car or a truck, when you get done, you want to tell somebody about it. It's a major accomplishment to kind of finish a restoration, even though we all know they're never really finished.
Right.
But to get it done, we were getting letters and we were getting photos and we had file cabinets full of them. And it kind of got tossed around of, what do we do with all of this stuff?
Yeah.
And so LMCTruckLife.com came to be as a place for maybe not the physical letters and pictures anymore, but customers could send them there. And so that way, not only could we get to see them, but then we also get to share them with everyone else.
And you probably learn as much from those customer stories as you do from the technical requests and the technical hotline stuff and things like that, right?
Right, absolutely. You can see where there are gaps in the market kind of thing for product and things like that from their stories. But at the same time, we also just get to see what people can turn out, what people can do, which is really awesome.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I've learned doing this radio show for the past 25 years is you learn about people. You learn an awful lot about what's going on. Hey, Chris, the clock's going to grab us real quick. Where's the website? Where can they go get more information?
To parts and accessories, lmctruck.com. If you want to see customer stories and other awesome trucks, lmctrucklife.com.
Cool beans. Chris Tracy, social media manager, LMC Truck. We enjoyed talking with you, and we're going to look forward to talking to you again. We'll get together maybe in the fall and talk a little bit more about trucks and parts and things like that. Is that a deal?
Sounds good, man. Hopefully I'll have new parts to talk about.
Yeah, we can talk about new parts. Perfect. Chris, you're my guy. I'm Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. We are back right after this. Don't go away.